Prime Minister David Cameron has pledged to raise pensions by at least 2.5% until 2020 if they win the next election. What do you think? Is it fair on others whose wages are going down and benefits are being frozen? He refused to be drawn on whether the Conservatives would cut back on pensioner benefits, such as the winter fuel payment, free public transport and television licences for the over 75s. Well, on the line, Age Sector Platform Chief Executive Eddie Lynch. They're backing the hands-off campaign, and the commentator, Geoffrey Peel. Good morning to you both. Eddie, I'll start with you. What do you make of this?
Good morning, Joel. Any guarantee that the pension will increase for future years is welcome. But the reality is, Joel, that this is nowhere near enough to solve the many problems that older people are facing. If we put this in context, this was brought in at a time when the government made changes to how the pensions went up in relation to the inflation level. And they saw a change from the retail price index to the consumer price index, which actually means that if that change hadn't come in, that the pension would actually be increasing by a larger amount than this triple lock. So it is really small change for pensioners, and really much more needs to be done if we're going to take pensioners out of poverty.
Is this a perk for pensioners?
Well, this is very little for pensioners. It's been dressed up as a perk, but the reality is that pensioners are getting poorer. Out of 27 European countries, pensioners in the UK are the fourth worst off. They're at the highest rate of poverty, and the reality is that they're really struggling with the cost of food and the cost of heating.
But you'd accept that that's not the case for all pensioners.
No, it's not the case for all pensioners. It's not the case but the reality is, Joel, that 75% of people aged over 75 in Northern Ireland are living in fuel poverty. We're seeing a small increase of 2.7% to the pension, but compare that to the price of food. They went up 5% last year alone. So food prices and energy prices are rising at much higher levels than the pension, and that is leading to pensioners getting poorer.
Geoffrey Peel?
Well, the fact is that the government needs to do something about reducing the vast amounts of debt that it's incurring. And it seems to me very odd that the pensioners should be exempt from some of the cutbacks that are inevitable. You know, the overall pensions bill amounts to some 140 odd billion a year compared to a welfare bill of about 57 billion. So it shows the relative amounts that the government has to pay the bill for. And this policy, this triple lock, seems to be a bipartisan policy between Labour and the Conservatives. But in the case of the coalition, it seems to be all about vote winning. You know, some 11 million pensioners, many of whom would be Tory voters.
This triple lock, just to explain it for people who don't know, which ensures that the state pension goes up by whichever is higher, inflation wages or 2.5%, you're opposed to that?
That's right. And if you look at what has happened to pension, state pension compared to overall wage levels, pensions have gone up markedly to a greater extent than overall wage increases. Wage increases by 8%, pensions over 20% since 2008, since the downturn. So really, you know, the government is tying its arm behind its back in a couple of respects, both in terms of this triple lock for pensions, but also in terms of healthcare spending.
So do you see this as a
two
perk?
Of the biggest blocks of spending.
Do you see this as a perk for pensioners?
It definitely is a perk. I think Ed Balls has been making noises that it's almost inevitable that some of the benefits that pensioners get are probably going to come under threat. Cameron yesterday hinted that, or didn't hint, but certainly didn't make his position clear on benefits payments such as winter fuel allowances and free travel. So I think.
What would you do though? I mean, do you think pensioners should lose their free travel at this stage? Do you think that their winter fuel payments should be reduced? Do you think that their free TV licences for over 75 should be removed?
A lot of pensioners are relatively wealthy compared to people who are on benefits, for example. So it wouldn't appear fair that people, benefits claimants who represent a much smaller percentage of the overall government spend should suffer when pensioners are ring-fenced in terms of spend. So I think everything is coming up for grabs. Osborne today made the statement that we're going to have to see draconian reductions in public spending, but in fact he's ring-fenced two of the biggest blocks of public spending, pensions and healthcare. That seems illogical to me.
Eddie Lynch, Geoffrey Pilon was suggesting maybe that the pensioners in some regard are being like a protected species.
Well, that's not the case at all. And in fact, I've just come back. In relation to average wages and pensions, the reality is that pensions did not rise in line with the wages when the link was broken 30 years ago. If the link had still been in place, the pension today would be around £170. It's £110. So pensioners have actually lost out for a number of decades now, and that has left them at such small levels of income. It's also a myth, and the Hands Off campaign is really highlighting these myths that are put out there. It's also a myth that pensioners have been left out of the austerity measures. That is clearly not the case. We've seen inflation measures being cut from RPI to CPI. We had the granny tax, the so-called granny tax brought in. That's going to save government £1 billion taken away from pensioners by the end of this government. We've seen the winter fuel payment cut. We've seen pension ages being increased every year, Joel. So these are myths that are put out that pensioners are actually somehow have been exempt and that actually are better off than other people in society.
So what's going to happen
is the opposite.
If the pensions go up, and given that there wasn't this the Prime Minister not being prepared to give any sort of guarantee about fuel payments and free public transport and TV licences for the over 75s. So if the 2.5% does come into play, do you think it'll be giving with one hand and taking with the other? And what would that mean for pensioners? I mean, you can't have it both ways, can you?
Well, pensioners are being very clear what they're saying. The Eight Sector Platform runs the Pensioners' Parliament every year, and we hear at first hand the trouble that people are having heating and eating. That's the reality of day-to-day life for pensioners, and we have launched this hands-off campaign right across the UK because pensioners...
But people of every age have those problems, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the big question is what does a young mother sitting listening this morning think, you know, about maybe a pensioner getting more preferential treatment as she would see it, as opposed to her? She would say, well, what's the difference?
No, we totally understand that the pensioners are not the only group in society that are really finding it tough at the time. But the reality is, Joel, that last winter, the latest figures that came out on excess winter deaths alone, 31,000 pensioners, people over the age of 65, died last winter, more than any other time of the year. That's the reality. That's the facts that are happening. We know from
these statistics are nonsense, though. You know, the fact is that pensioners die. It's an unfortunate fact of life that elderly people do die. You know, these statistics are bandied around and often are meaningless. The fact is, the pensioners are being paid about £440 more per year as a result of this triple.
Many of them have given an awful lot to society over the years, and have will say they've earned it.
Of course, they've given an awful lot to society.
We should be looking after our pensioners, surely.
And we do, and many, many more pensioners are out working. They're much healthier than they used to be. Things are actually looking an awful lot better in many respects. We get these constant messages from ginger groups about these issues, but in fact they're meaningless. You know, of course pensioners die. Of course they suffer as a result of the cost of energy prices. But so is everybody. So are young families, and everybody has to meet bills. But the fact is that pensions have been going up by a greater rate than wage increases, and I think it's about time that we started looking at the overall cost of these things and brought them in line.
But both of you stay where you are if you can.